Welcome to the Valley Outdoors. Glad to have you guys with us this week. We're going to have a great show. It's going to be Don. That's you, Don.
Yeah, it's me. Good day.
Ava.
Hello.
And me, Eric. We're all going to be here talking about a lot of fun stuff today. We're talking about the duck stamp winner. That's a big event in the annals and of the duck hunting world.
Where do they do that at?
I don't remember. We're going to have to read on that.
Okay.
We don't want to fill everybody in on everything, you know. Something about somebody out swimming on Lake St. Clair that encountered a fish that wasn't a good encounter either. That and more stories when we return. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors radio show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference. Good to be back, Don.
Yes. Always good to get in the studio.
Another week at it. Ava, good to see you.
Hi.
Yeah, I'm excited. Leaving for Lake of the Woods.
Oh, that's right. You're heading out on another one.
Leaving this Lake of the Woods this morning. And the weather looks like it's going to be fantastic. So that's going to be a bonus.
Nicer than here.
Yeah, the last year we went up, we were battling 25 mile an hour winds coming from the northwest, coming into the gap.
Oh yeah,
and we were going up to Oak, and we're going up to Oak again.
How long did it take you to get up there? Hour and a half, 2 hours.
No, it took us 48 minutes. I had the Vexus, so it was pretty awesome.
Well, then you're able to clip along pretty good because
we were able to diagonal.
It's almost 40 miles up there.
Cut them and then cut them back.
Yeah.
So it was pretty awesome. But, yeah, it was difficult. It wasn't fun.
But the fishing was good, I'll bet.
Oh, no, because the wind picked up and we couldn't go anywhere.
Oh, yeah. I've been on that lake when the winds have been fierce, and it can get scary.
Well, the wind switched to the southwest, and if you're up in the north end of that lake, there's nowhere to go. Mm-hmm. Literally, you can't get out from anywhere when you're up in that point of the island.
It's typically, are you fishing around Oak, or are you going down to Lake Garden or south of Garden Island?
We don't generally go south of Garden, but then we just fish the island groups. Found some great spots, and we limited out. There's a section. This is the weird part, okay? So I'm actually going to change our tip of the day. On the fly. How do you like that? Mm-hmm. On the fly. So we were trolling a large section of a rock pile, and it's a pretty big rock pile. It's just north of Garden, and made one pass, and I marked fish, and I marked them on the graph, mm-hmm. went past, marked one or two, and then came back through and mark. And I just immediately said, we're shortening our pass up. So we shortened the pass up to being able to turn around, come back in, and set up at the angle to hit that same spot, went past it, and it was literally boom, boom, boom. Well, I started narrowing it up. It was no more than a 30-yard stretch. No more than. Mm-hmm. On a lead edge in 19 feet of water, bottom bouncer. Well, I wanted to get to the point where we literally could have just dropped a jig and wrap down or rip and wrap and caught those fish. But really what it comes down to is this. In fall, in the fall period of time, you're going to find the fish start to school up. And if you're trolling or moving along a break line, you catch fish, mark those fish. If it's a legal fish or it's a fish you're going to keep, mark that fish. Or even if it's not, if you start to see a population of fish that's starting to happen, mark it. You shorten up your window, you shorten up the time you're spent trolling deadwater, and you're now going to really dial yourself in. So many times I've seen people that just, they spend time in areas where it's not effective, and you're trying to eliminate the water, not just trying to troll aimlessly. And it made a huge difference. We came in with the limit every day of decent fish, and the other guys were out, and they were struggling to get any. They came back and he said, here's the spot, do this. Bingo. It was a game over deal immediately. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we dialed in the spinner. It was a small, in this case, a Mac blade, the small Mac blade.
Yep.
And instead of the prop blade like we're using up in up at Cab at Ashkenham. And it moves barely. I mean, it just spins when you're barely moving. So we stayed at about 0.9 miles an hour. Yep. It floats. It doesn't sink. And we were using slow death there, because the fish were more aggressive as than they were out at.
So you're using crawlers.
Using a half crawler on a yep. on a deal. So it really, you need to dial in to what you think is going to be most effective, but dial in where you're fishing, not so much, hey, we found fish, but you're wasting all this time trolling where there's not. Every maybe fifth pass.
Spend your time on active fish versus empty water.
Yeah, and then the other thing is don't leave fish to find fish. If there's fish there, unless you just want to go troll in La La Land for fun or go try somewhere else for fun, great. But if you're looking at catching those fish and dialing something in, and last but not least, this is a big one for me when I do seminars. I say, what are people good at? Are you good at trolling? Great. You trolled to find the fish. Switch your tactics. You know the fish are there. Throw a rip and wrap down. Gain confidence in a bait that you're not using. Throw a jig down, gain confidence in something that you're not using or not good at. Use the baits that you're not good at in an area that the fish are moving and are active. That way you will become more successful and have more confidence in those baits, because it's amazing when I spend 10 days at an area trying a different technique like slow death.
Right.
I'd never tried it, didn't have confidence. Once I did, I'm using it everywhere. And it doesn't matter. And it works, as you know.
Right.
It works everywhere. So having those confidence boosters, but have more confidence boosters in your tackle box. That is what you need to have. Utilize them. Understand, in the fall, the feed bag's on. Don't put the boat away because it's getting to be fall, I need to winterize. No, you can winterize a boat in November. Get out and enjoy this big fish. They're going to be gaining ground together.
It's some of the most enjoyable fishing of the year.
It's unbelievable.
Yes. You don't have the bugs that you normally have in the summertime. And
people are out. People are going to go hunting. And if you want to mix a cast and blast, go hunt in the morning and fish in the afternoon. I mean, there's just no end to the possibilities. And you can get personal bests, a lot of personal bests in this time of year. That's some of the best, biggest fish come in the fall. The feed bag is on and they load up. And nothing better than when you get some of those fish. It's a good trophy time, too.
Yeah, I'm planning.
Yeah, I am looking forward to it as well. Well, tell you what, we were going to jump into a story. This is a pretty neat story. It's about a teen catching giant catfish right up your alley.
You've taught me everything I know about it.
No, I'm just giving you the handoff on
this
one.
Thank you. Yep,
so it's just for you.
Yep.
I brought this story to play. Stay tuned. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk a little bit about this girl. She's 15 years old. You're not going to believe how big this catfish is and how many she caught that day. Hang tight. More Valley Outdoors coming right up.